1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The federal government has revealed a larger than expected surplus of over $15 billion for the past financial year. Noah Secombe reports from Canberra.
The government had forecast a surplus of $9.3 billion in the May budget. However, the final figure has come in at $15.8 billion for the 2023-24 financial year. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says it is the first back-to-back surplus in 16 years.
And it wouldn't have happened without our responsible economic management. It wouldn't have happened without our spending restraint, without our savings.
Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says the improved surplus will allow for more investment in housing, aged care, cheaper medicines and cost of living support. Noah Secombe, Canberra.
More than 100 people have been killed as Israel launches fresh strikes on Beirut. It's the first time the conflict has been extended beyond the city's southern suburbs in Lebanon. Lebanon's Prime Minister has said Israel's continuing airstrikes may have already forced as many as 1 million people from their homes across the country. The federal opposition is calling for swift punishment of protesters who waved Hezbollah flags and carried framed pictures of the group's leader over the weekend. Major demonstrations are being held after Hassan Nasrallah was killed in an Israeli airstrike. The government is warning non-citizens who took part in the protests may have their visas cancelled. Liberal leader Peter Dutton says Labor and the police need to act quickly.
The laws do provide for an offence in that regard, and the law should be enforced. And I find it completely unacceptable that the government wouldn't be arresting people already or cancelling visas of people who are glorifying Hezbollah and Hamas and others. They have no place in our country.
The man who kidnapped 4-year-old Cleo Smith in Western Australia has failed to have his sentence reduced. Chelsea Bowden reports from Perth.
37-year-old Terence Kelly is serving 13 years and 6 months behind bars for abducting the 4-year-old girl from her parents' tent at a campsite north of Carnarvon and holding her captive for 18 days in late 2021. Earlier this year, Kelly's lawyers argued in the WA Court of Appeal that the sentence was manifestly excessive and said his mental impairments and a childhood trauma should have been given more weight during sentencing. But 3 Supreme Court judges disagreed with this argument today, dismissing the appeal and upholding Kelly's original sentence.
Hot and dry conditions are expected to make this bushfire period a challenging one for firefighters. Tomorrow marks the official start of the season and households are being reminded to have a bushfire survival plan in place. RFS Commissioner Rob Rogers says it's going to be a warm summer.
The weather has changed. We've seen it get a bit more dry than that rain periods we were getting all the time. And we're now seeing quite warm patches. So I'm expecting that to continue well into spring and as we get towards summer.
Police are appealing for information over a brawl at a shopping centre on the Central Coast. 2 men aged in their 30s and 50s were involved in a fight at Lake Haven where one of them pulled a hammer. They both fled the scene. 2 astronauts stranded at the International Space Station are due to return home in February. A SpaceX capsule has taken off from Florida on a 5-month mission to rescue Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams. Former NASA International Space Station Commander Leroy Chow says everything is going according to plan.
We launched veteran astronaut Nick Hague and we had Alexander Gorbunov, a Russian cosmonaut. They flew with 2 empty seats. Those will be taken by Butch and Sunny on the way down in February of 2025. And in the meantime, they will become the 4-member crew that would have been there before, you know, the issues with the Starliner struck.
And country and western singer Kris Kristofferson has died at the age of 88. He was best known as the singer-songwriter behind Help Me Make It Through the Night and for being the leading man in A Star Is Born alongside Barbara Streisand. It's understood he died at his home in Maui, surrounded by family.
Hope Weather.
A high chance of showers becoming less likely this afternoon. Winds south to southeasterly at 25 to 35 kilometres an hour, becoming light in the evening. Right now it's 19 degrees in the city, 20 in the west. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, heading to tops of 22 degrees. Wednesday, a shower or two, a high of 20. Thursday, partly cloudy and 21. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersheim.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life. Christians in Australia are privileged. We're free to follow our faith. But that's not the case for many around the world. 90,000 Christians are martyred each year because of their faith. Who supports them? Voice of the Martyrs. They bring relief to the persecuted, help the families of martyrs, and supply Bibles and other Christian literature, all to where they are needed most. Station sponsor, Voice of the Martyrs, serving the persecuted church. Pray for them, support them. Visit vom.com.au.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
In Camaray, a truck and a car crash southbound on the Warringah Freeway on ramp from Brook Street. In Hurstville, a crash has a southbound lane closed on King George's Road at Mar Street. In Wentworthville, there's a truck breakdown that's southbound on the Cumberland Highway approaching Smith Street. Craving a getaway? Score a Sydney to Singapore and London multi-stop flight return from only $1,739 per person with Singapore Airlines. Book now with Flight Centre. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas. We'll take another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
On air, online, on your phone. Hope 103.2 is with you wherever you are.
Good afternoon. Chris Jolly with you. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Mandy Moore has just had her third child and going against the usual weird names celebrities tend to give their kids. She's gone with a classic name. It's one a lot of Aussie women born in the 80s and 90s will probably know pretty well. In fact, there's probably at least one in your circle of friends. I'll let you know the name in a little bit. For the meantime, do you think classic names are due for a comeback? Let me know. 0448 40 20 20. 0448 40 20 20. In the meantime, it's Kella Settle and the Greatest Showman Ensemble on Hope 103.2.
To the dark, hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are the me down. I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me. gonna drown him out. This is brave, this is bruised, this is who I'm meant to be, this is me.
The difference this message makes.
Hope 103.2.
Once upon a time, you were 25. Woken up the hour. You made the promise of your life. Blinked twice and you were 29. Singing lullabies. And I looked up at you for the first time. Words fall short, but I am sure there'll never be anyone like you. You're strong like your father, even when you were scared. When I was in trouble, you never left me there. And you love like your mother, like there's nothing to lose. You're an unsung hero, so I'll sing this song for you. Woke up, I was 21, and I fell in love. Remember how I told you that I'd search the world and I found the girl, and all how she reminds me of you. You're strong like your father, even when you were scared. When I was in trouble, you never left me there. There's nothing to lose. You're an unsung hero, so I'll sing this song for you.
My father, even when I'm scared, and when someone's in trouble, I'll never leave them there. And I love like my mother, like there's nothing to lose. You're my unsung hero, and I sing this song for you.
For King of Country, Hope 103.2. Now, Mandy Moore has welcomed her third bub, a little girl, and the name is a very traditional one. The American singer and actress went with Louise. Beautifully classic name, and you know what? She's not the only celeb who's gone with this one either. In 2021, Emma Stone and husband Dave McCary named their daughter Louise Jean McCary. The name was a nod to her grandmother, Jean Louise, which means Emma's grandma and newborn. They actually share the same names, both first and middle names, in reverse. Get the text coming through. Let us know yes or no to bringing back classic names. And did you name your kids a classic name? I recently had a niece that was born named Daisy. Love the name. Text line here, 0448 40 2020. This is Bruno Mars on Hope 103.2. Good afternoon.
Like they're not shining. she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay? I say, when I see you.
Stay there.
Ellie Holcomb, Hope 103.2, good afternoon. Mandy Moore's welcome to Third Baby and went with a very traditional name, Louise. Turns out, fairly common name back in the 80s and 90s. Did you know a Louise? I actually don't think I knew any Louises back then, but apparently quite a common one out there. These days we tend to see lots more of those sort of unique names, but there still are some more traditional names being used. Taking a look at the text line, Laura from DY said that she named her daughter Abigail. Yeah, there we go. Good one there. And one of my high school friends named her kids Ruby and Ava.
Hope 103.2.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only 4 villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected 3-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
The death of a loved one is difficult enough. Without the legal process of applying for probate or letters of administration and distributing the estate, let Komen and Associates help. They'll look after you with compassion and understanding. And if you mention you heard this, your first consultation is free. At this difficult time, let station sponsor Komen and Associates look after you, so you can worry about the things that really matter. Just visit komenassociates.com.au.
In Bankstown, a truck and a car crash causing heavy delays southbound on Stacey Street near Mimosa Road. In Moorebank, we got glass over the road that's westbound on the M5, just approaching Heathcote Road there. North Parramatta, the car for a breakdown southbound on James Zeus Drive, approaching Pennant Hills Road. The M7 starting to build, heading southbound through the Light Horse Interchange. Des Moines, busy both ways on Victoria Road at Lyons Road. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
In my old Bible, I noticed I'd written these words: where your eyes go, your feet follow. There's so much truth in it. You see, what we focus on, we talk about, we magnify. If you've ever purchased a new car, you've seen that principle in action. Before you bought your car, you didn't really see your make and model of car on the road. But once you bought it, it seems like every fourth car on the road is like yours. Your brain is now focused on that make and model, so it notices every single one that drives by. In this season we're in, we can get caught up in magnifying the wrong things, filling our minds with all the junk life throws at us. In the Bible it says you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Oh, wise words. When we do this, our hope is restored. We not only experience a deep peace, but a knowing that God is completely in control. You're listening to Heidi Wiseman from HopeWithHeidi.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Picture a place where it all doesn't hurt, where everything's safe and it doesn't get worse. Oh my, we see through bloodshot eyes. Picture a place somewhere else far. Well, you know what they mean, and they mean what they say to us. And would that be enough?
a great station, such a worthy cause.
Hope 1032.
Pressure mounting, heartbeat pounding, I start counting all the mountains I still have to climb, and it keeps me up all night. Second hand is in slow motion, information overloaded, wide awake and wide, but I've never been so tired. When all of my stars are broken, all of the dark starts closing, and on my heart you open up my sky, 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 sky. Sunshine, electric pop, all I ever need a full stop. When all of my stars are broken, all of the dark starts closing, and on my heart you open up my sky, 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 sky. Turn me all the way up, and when my world starts to go cold, you light up like a light bulb. You turn me all the way up, yeah, you turn me all the way up, and when my world starts to go cold, you hit me like daylight, making me
Hope 1032, that's Shepherd, and it is 3:30, time for the latest news headlines. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Chris. Labor will hand down a $15.8 billion surplus in a significantly better result the federal government attributes to lower spending in a weaker economy. It's the first time in almost two decades the Australian economy has posted back-to-back surpluses. The coalition is calling for a faster response to the display of Hezbollah flags and photos of the terror group's dead leader at protests over the weekend. The federal government is warning any non-citizens who took part could have their visas cancelled. But police say they can't make arrests unless people acted with an intent to incite hatred. The man who kidnapped four-year-old Cleo Smith from a campsite in Western Australia has failed to have his jail time reduced. Terence Kelly is serving 13 and a half years behind bars for the abduction in 2021. His lawyers tried to argue the term is excessive, citing alleged errors made in sentencing. More than 10,000 commuters have taken free buses between Sydenham and Bankstown on the first day of the train line's year-long shutdown. The T3 has been closed while the corridor is upgraded to Metro. The cost of using Sydney's North Connects motorway will go up by 10 cents for cars and motorbikes from tomorrow when quarterly toll adjustments come into effect. It'll rise by almost 30 cents for trucks. In sport, and the Melbourne Storm are praying for a judicial miracle tonight when Nelson Asifoa-Solomono's grand final availability on the line. The front rower is facing a five-match suspension for a careless high tackle. Chris, I'll have more news at 4.
Thanks, Sarah. Taking a look at tomorrow's weather. We're looking at about mostly sunny, 19 degrees. And today we're talking classic names. Jim said his six-year-old son has a couple of friends named Walter and Herbert, right? We're going pretty old school right there.
This is fun. It's Brendan and Danny Bell from Hope Recce.
Did you know we have a podcast?
I know. Stop it. Stop it right now. For all the bits or mornings that you've missed.
The laugh out loud moments, the real life chats.
That's Hope Recce.
And you can subscribe and rate us with the Apple Podcast, Spotify,
or the Hope 1032 app.
Oh, she does.
You're welcome.
Hi, Tim Gilbert here. New South lawyers solve problems. They minimise risk and seize opportunities. It's the New South way. That's why New South Lawyers is a national award-winning firm. Awards and reputation come from delivering results. From family law to building and construction disputes, your matters are complex. They demand experience and attention to detail. Let New South Lawyers handle the battle for you. Station sponsor, newsouthlawyers.com.au.
Hope Drive.
Thanks to station sponsor Solar Heart Sydney. Book your obligation-free in-home appointment with most trusted name in solar. Visit solarheartsydney.com.au.
Hope 1032.
We'll be right back.
without hope.
Hope
103.2.
And collected all the time I invested. Now it's something I'm blessed with. I've been getting the rest in. PSA is suggested. PSA is suggested. So take the bird's eye view. Don't just look in the mirror. If you want a new car starting to clear up. Up here in the blue, the grass isn't greener. Don't run from the pressure. This thing's about to get better. So take the suggested. PSA is suggested. So take the bird's eye view. Don't just look in the mirror. If you want a new car starting to clear up. Up here in the blue, the grass isn't greener. Don't run from the pressure. This thing's about to get better. So take the bird's eye view. Don't just look in the mirror. If you want.
He's
Mandisa, Hope 103.2, good afternoon. On the community notice board, I've seen a school holiday treat out. It's all about making a mess while playing, but not having to clean it up. Does your toddler like to make a mess? My nephew loves to paint, but it can end up a little pro-heart, if you get my drift. Now, if your young ones love to make a mess, but you don't love the clean-up, South Eastern Community Connect have a team of qualified educators that design messy play sessions your little ones are just going to love. Think Play-Doh, paint, glitter, textiles, lots of slime. The stuff you don't want to be trying to get out of the carpet afterwards. Check the community notice board for more info on that and other events on hope1032.com.au.
Sydney's Hope 1032.
Commuting from the Central Coast can be hard on the family. You want to make sure the kids are happy and secure each day. Station sponsor Little Coasties Kindergarten aims to provide a caring and positive atmosphere that creates a warm, happy and secure environment where children can learn and play. In fact, when we asked the experts what they thought about Little Coasties, they said... Visit littlecoasties.com.
What do you like to eat? Chocolate.
Did you know that the average school child will eat more than 2,500 lunches in their 13 years at school? At Cancer Council New South Wales, we're passionate about helping families eat healthily. So we've packed everything you need to know about nutritious, easy, kid-friendly lunches into our new website, healthylunchbox.com.au.
Milton's Point, a car and a motorbike crash has an northbound lane closed on the Warringa Freeway approaching High Street. In Bankstown, a truck and a car crash has got heavy delays southbound on Stacey Street near Mimosa Road. In Moorbank, look out for a glass spill westbound on the M5 approaching Heathcote Road. Homebush West, busy heading southbound on Centenary Drive. The M2 looking pretty good heading westbound through the Lane Cove Tunnel. And in Darling Coast, building quickly heading southbound on the Eastern Distributor. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
Thank you.
Hope 103.2 from Bondi to Kurrajong. We're right here with you.
I'm so gone. Anyone could see what's in your head. Write it on a piece of paper, honey. Put it in my coat before I go. Hidden in a place you know I'll find it. Oh, later when I'm sitting all alone. Let me in. Everything starts at your skin.
From Mooney Mooney to Campbelltown, we're right with you. with 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Widdersane. The Treasurer insists a larger-than-expected budget surplus hasn't come at the expense of household budgets. Data released today shows the federal government recorded a $15.8 billion surplus for the 2023-24 financial year. This is a $6.4 billion improvement on the forecast in May. Jim Chalmers denies they've chosen between cost of living relief or budget surpluses.
One of the reasons we are proud of the consecutive surpluses that we've delivered for the first time in almost two decades is we haven't done that or cost of living relief. We've done that and cost of living relief, a tax cut for every taxpayer, energy bill relief for every household, cheaper medicines, cheaper early childhood education, Commonwealth rent assistance.
Private health insurers are being accused of rorting public hospitals at a cost of around $140 million. Katie Fuller reports.
The state government is calling out insurers who aren't paying for the hospital beds their members use. The average cost of a bed per day is just over $1,000, and currently insurers are only charged around $892 per day. But Labor says some insurers are paying as little as $474 per hospital bed, meaning taxpayers are covering more than half of the cost per day. The Treasurer says the price tag is unsustainable and the health system needs the money to employ nurses, doctors and emergency staff.
Israel has expanded its military operation in Lebanon, striking dozens of Hezbollah sites in the past few hours. The Israeli military says its air force has targeted rocket launchers and buildings where weapons were being stored. The federal opposition says people who carried Hezbollah flags during rallies over the weekend should face criminal charges. Some protesters reportedly carried the flag of the Lebanese militant group, as well as pictures of the late Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah, who was killed last week. The Home Affairs Minister has threatened to refuse or cancel visas for anyone who seeks to incite discord in Australia. Shadow Foreign Minister Simon Birmingham has told the ABC those involved should be charged.
These are despicable and reprehensible acts.